This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's one view of the way New Orleans is rebuilding. It starts with Donald and Colleen Bordelon, who led us to the roof of their home last week. The Bordelons are rebuilding their house in St. Bernard Parish, even though many of their neighbors are not.
I mean, they tore this house down. Now it's gone.
All them slabs, that's where houses were.
Right here was a house. It's gone. They're going to tear that one down. Maybe the next one. We'll have plenty of green space.
That conversation got us thinking. The Bordelon's pioneer existence is not quite what planners had in mind. Some officials expected the city to contract. Vulnerable areas might empty out and the city would gather itself on higher ground. To find out how New Orleans is really rebuilding, we've called Sean Riley. He's on the board of the Louisiana Recovery Authority. Mr. Riley, good to talk with you again.
Oh, very happy to be here. Good morning.
Is it a problem that in many parts of the New Orleans area, you might have one family or five families on a block or in a neighborhood who rebuild while other people tear down?
That is absolutely what we fear. If you look at New Orleans proper, we'll quite frankly only be able to bring out critical infrastructure, sewage, water, utilities, to places with viable density. And it's important that as we go through the rebuilding process, that information be given to homeowners so that they can make the wisest choice possible. And in St. Bernard Parish, their planning has been outstanding. They have given their homeowners the kind of guidance people need as they make what is going to be an incredibly emotional and financially important decision.
So St. Bernard Parish, a suburb of New Orleans, is trying to get ahead of this, trying to contract, move on to the higher ground to the extent that they could. Let's go across the border into New Orleans itself. In the Ninth Ward last week, we met Ronald Lewis, who is also rebuilding, even though many of his neighbors are not. And let's listen to what Mr. Lewis said to explain how he expects his neighborhood to come back. He compared it to a brand new subdivision.
When the new subdivision first gets started, you have one house with a light on. And then next thing you see another house with the light on, and then another house on the next street with a light on. And then in the near future, you have a neighborhood.
As people rebuild in scattered areas in New Orleans, are they getting ahead of the planners?
Well, there are many people who believe that the pioneers can inform the planning process and help planners better understand exactly what the density is going to look like. So, you know, I'm going to put a smiley face on that and say, you know what, this is a good thing. We don't want to penalize pioneers. We don't want to criticize them. We want people coming back, helping others make informed choices.
There was a time when the mayor and people right on down were saying that the lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans wasn't coming back. You're suggesting that homeowners might just tell everybody differently.
What we hope is that parishes will go through, particularly Orleans Parish, will go through a rigorous planning process to inform homeowners. New Orleans represents...
But you're saying that you hope that there will be a rigorous process to inform homeowners, and homeowners are already making their decisions.
That's correct. Again, you know, you kind of have a little bit of a chicken and egg thing in Orleans Parish. The other parishes, the other 26 disaster-declared parishes, have done their planning. In New Orleans, that planning process is just getting underway. The planning process is not just for homeowners, it's also for the city. The city needs to know where it needs to bring out critical infrastructure. And, you know, given the state of the city's finances, it can't afford to bring it out everywhere if it appears that there's not going to be enough density to sustain critical infrastructure like sewage, water, utilities, and the like.
Well, what if a limited number of people rebuild in every single neighborhood in New Orleans and there's no neighborhood that you effectively close down?
That's a risk that we're running right now. When the Urban Land Institute came in and analyzed New Orleans and New Orleans's neighborhoods right after the storm, they voiced a fear that the development would come back in a way that they described as the jack-o'-lantern effect, where when you turn on lights at night in a neighborhood, you get huge gaps, and it looks like the teeth of a jack-o'-lantern. And many of us who have been speaking out about the need for good, rigorous neighborhood planning in New Orleans cite that as our rationale for having that planning process go forward.
You're trying real hard to be optimistic.
I'm trying very hard to be optimistic. You know, throughout the duration of the last year, there's been plenty to be pessimistic about. But at the end of the day, when you think about what happened to Louisiana, when you think about a diaspora of over 800,000 people. When you think about 200,000 units of housing stock destroyed, when I look at what we've done in the past year and people are critical about it, not enough has happened, I say, compared to what? This has never happened before in the history of our country.
Sean Riley of the Louisiana Recovery Authority. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve. Pleasure to be here.
And by the way, Ronald Lewis of the Lower Ninth Ward and his wife moved back into their home yesterday.
Congratulations, Ronald Lewis.
And if you'd like to hear Sean Riley's advice for homeowners who rebuild, just go to npr.org.